From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The next ballistic missile launch by North Korea could come within a few days, this according to U.S. government and outside analysts. Tom Turco has the story.
October 9 marks the anniversary of North Korea's first nuclear test in 2006, and October 10th is when the increasingly isolated state celebrates the 1945 establishment of its ruling Workers' Party of Korea. The next rocket launch by North Korea could be another Hwasong-12, which is a mobile, solid-fueled, nuclear-capable medium-range ballistic missile, or the Hwasong-14. First tested in July, which is believed to be a two-staged version of the Hwasong-12, giving it a longer and intercontinental range. Tom Turco, VOA News.
Coastal residents from Louisiana to Florida Panhandle brace for the effects of the fast-moving Hurricane Nate, which is expected to hit sometime Saturday night, likely with Category 2 strength. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards urged residents to prepare for the storm.
We are strongly advising that everyone be where they want to be to ride this storm out by 3 p.m. And by that time, they should be properly supplied and have what they need to make it through the storm.
The U.S. National Hurricane Center in Miami projected that Nate would brush by the southeast tip of Louisiana near the mouth of the Mississippi River around 7 p.m. local time Saturday. Nate has already killed at least 21 people in Central America. London police have ruled out terrorism as the motive behind a car incident Saturday that injured a number of pedestrians near the city's Natural History Museum. This is VOA News. Muslim Rohingya insurgents said they are ready to respond to any peace move by the Myanmar government. Marissa Melton has a story as 1 month ceasefire that they declared to enable the delivery of aid comes to an end.
The Arakan Rohingya Salvation Army did not say what action it would take after the ceasefire ends at midnight Monday, but it was determined to stop the tyranny and oppression waged against the Rohingya people. The group said that if the Burmese government was open to peace, they would welcome it. Government spokesmen were not immediately available for comment. When the group announced its one-month ceasefire from September 10th, a government spokesman said, "We have no policy to negotiate with terrorists." Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Thousands rallied in Madrid and Barcelona on Saturday. It was a last-ditch call for both Spanish and Catalan leaders to stave off a national crisis amid Catalonia's imminent threat to secede from the rest of Spain. Twin demonstrations held simultaneously in the Spanish and Catalan regional capitals were branded with the slogan Hablamos, or Shall We Talk in Spanish. One of the demonstrators, named Marissa, shared her opinion.
There is always a solution. In this case, the solution is to react to the culture of peace. The culture of peace has smarter answers that include listening and dialogue. It's the only step that has not been yet taken, and it is time to take it.
The rallies were designed as an effort to push lawmakers in both cities to end months of silence and start negotiating. In a challenge to President Vladimir Putin on his 65th birthday, protesters rallied across Russia on Saturday, heeding opposition leader Alexei Navalny's call to pressure authorities into letting him enter the presidential race. Police allowed demonstrators in Moscow to rally near the Kremlin in an apparent desire to avoid marring Putin's birthday with a crackdown. A bigger rally in St. Petersburg, Putin's hometown, was disbanded by police after protesters blocked traffic and attempted to break through police cordons. The rallies came as Navalny himself is serving a 20-day jail term for calling an earlier unsanctioned protest. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has announced the start of a Turkish military operation into Syria's Idlib province. The military offensive is aimed at ending the jihadist control of the Idlib area. Much of Idlib is controlled by the jihadist Tahrir al-Sham Alliance, which is made up of large elements of a former al-Qaeda affiliate that changed its name last year from the Nusra Front. According to some local reports, the Free Syrian Army forces have started entering Idlib and already have engaged fighting with the jihadists. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.